This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a quick shout out to KLID 1340 AM Popular Bluff, Missouri. KLID 1340 AM Popular Bluff in Missouri there. We appreciate your trust and want to give a shout out to our friends over there, Jerry Evans. Again, thank you for your trust. We will not let you down. We are sticking to the Constitution and first and foremost the Word of God. I was just out at the Hermitage in Nashville last week where the President of the United States, number 7, as a matter of fact, said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And that's exactly where we're going to put our feet, because we understand upon this rock is established what? The revelation of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So that's where we stand. And that's where we're going to continuously stand. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving in Jesus' name. Aside of that, friends, we have much to cover. It's been a day, I'll tell you what. You know, one of the things that the Lord laid to his children is not to be cumbersome, overburdened by the affairs of the world, because these things must come to pass. And I totally understand that. And I'll tell you what, I am not one to lay doom and gloom on anybody, and I'm not going to lay doom and gloom on anybody neither, especially those that are doers of the Word of God and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. You know, what I'm going to be throwing on you today is personal experience once again, because I cannot speak out of testimony. And that, by the way, is the gift of prophecy. And that which has been wrought through me, that's the things that have been allotted to me to share with the rest of the world. To talk out of school is always going to get you in trouble. You can have a knowledge of it, but there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is having the information. Wisdom is actually having the knowledge and knowing how to use it because you've been through it. And so what we want to do is we want to give you the wisdom of what's going on today in your country. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, again, America, what's happening today in your country, today in your country, is you are being infiltrated by foreigners, okay? Namely the Muslims, and they are overrunning you. And the way to do that is to get them in a position of some form of representative position, as if they're there to uphold the Constitution of the United States in favor of who we are, one nation under God. Well, that's just not the case, but that is happening today here in the state of Minnesota. And what I want to do is I want to, in contrast, I want you to listen carefully during the first segment, the prayer that I gave at the state capitol in Minnesota. And what I'm going to do in contrast is I'm going to play some audio concerning this individual. She's the first Somali American legislator. Folks, it just doesn't jive. This isn't like yin and yang, just for your information. There is no middle way. As a matter of fact, Amos 3:3 comes to my mind right now. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? So this is my prayer at the state capitol. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some audio with you after I share this prayer with you as to the representatives that stood against me, Terry Morrow and Kurt Zellers. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it fast forward to today, literally today, and I want you to listen to what's going on at the state capitol in the United States of America. And by the way, this has already happened on a national level under the criminal foreign administration known as Barack Hussein Obama's administration, which runs antithetical to who we are as a people, one nation under God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, which was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let me commence. Let me give you this prayer that I gave at the state capitol some time back. When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed that all the writings upon the inside of the walls. On the Supreme Court chambers, you gave, well, Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments right by the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, it was right behind the Supreme Court itself, friends. And interestingly enough, God gave his divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, which, by the way, is found in the Declaration of Independence. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building, and those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built his company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it until he established a great company. Nobody understood the sacrifice that he himself put into his company except those that helped him along the way. Well, the company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company as he did. And on the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them. And in the process of the company, it sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? But foolish they were. They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their way and still prosper. But the fact of the matter is, and they failed miserably. And it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And I might remind everyone here that we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. I'm speaking to the representatives at the state capitol in Minnesota sometime back. These are the words. Second half. So let us pray. Father God, I thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us and through the sacrifice of our brothers and sisters. Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States with their blood, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea and to Iwo Jima in Vietnam. And Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. I think about their sacrifice when I go. To Arlington Cemetery, and I think that's the reason that I stand up and fight, is to live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. The reason that I stand, that I encourage my brothers to do the same thing, is they died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. They ratified the Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know that this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber, and it's not about the Baptists, it's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans or the Wesleyans, or even the Presbyterians, the Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Crazy stuff going on. Just looking at some of the headlines over at sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. I wish we had another hour, friends, because we'd spend it just highlighting the things that are going on concerning your country and how we are beginning to see in a major way what I've been warning about for the last 20 years concerning how I highlighted Barack Hussein Obama emulating Mao Zedong, who used to be the prime minister for China. For those that do not understand what's going on in your country, let me help you understand. You have a system set up to give your sovereignty over to the United Nations, which is blueprinted to establish a new world order under China. They are the blueprint for the new world order. Now, why am I saying that? I warned at the RNC, Republican National Convention, that Barack Hussein Obama is emulating Mao Zedong to a T. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, Mao Zedong went to a new generation to teach them that they were a democracy, which we are not, America, and neither was the Republic of China. He went to the younger generation, taught them to overthrow the older generation and that form of government, which was ruled by law, to rule through opinion. The way he did that is appeal to the young people, and he became their God. See what happens when you refuse to be ruled by God? You will be ruled by tyrants, said Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and the list goes on. Those were our forefathers. What's happening today is you're seeing those that are willing to arise up against law as a constitutional republic, and you're seeing across the United States of America the threats that are being made concerning what's taking place with the people's choice, Donald Trump, at the inauguration. They're going to cause insurrection. They're going to cause riots. They're going to, folks, they got pictures of Donald Trump with bullet holes all around his head, talking about raping his wife. I mean, folks, things that are just unthinkable. But keep in mind, they've been infiltrating the public schools for the last, illegally, might I add, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind. Folks, this mess that they have called Common Core, it's confusion. Folks, what they're teaching your kids and how they're making a prey of your kids today, no wonder why they're standing up and rising up against the older generation, because the older generation, they're too good to actually correct the problem and too good to actually love on their kids enough to actually fight for them. No, rather, they've stood back and watched their kids even being dropped off at the public school gates to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government again, illegally indoctrinated through the federal government through what? Well, by dummying them down. 700,000 students every year in this country that graduate can't even read their own public, their own diplomas, friends. And you wonder why they're rising up against you? They're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And you wonder why they're angry? Come on, give me a break. That's why I wanted to be a part of the problem by actually going into public schools. We've done 360 public schools throughout the United States of America, and we're going to be talking about that at the end of the show today. But again, friends, this is no wonder to me. What's happening is the communists within and the communists without that you have allowed to do what they do with a free hand are the ones creating all this domestic insurrection through corruption, through your supposed representatives, through corruption in your media. And folks, I have been warning you to a T verbatim as to what's going on today, friends. Exactly what we're talking about today. You have been warned over and over and over again as to what this is going to come to. I was talking to my attorney today and I said, it's absolutely amazing to me, my friend, that we have so many good people out there that are just so unwilling to stand up and do the right thing. I said, that's why we have what you call a left today. And I said, furthermore, to my attorney friend, it's interesting, when you talk of the left, you're talking about criminals. And I said, just think about all of these people that call themselves the right. And they wonder why they have a left. And folks, I see this across the boards from people that should know better. There is no such thing as a left. And you hear this from the conservatives of the day. And what are the conservatives of the day? Again, friends, let's say it together. They're yesterday's liberals. They're a part of the problem. They are the problem, friends. We need to get back to the Word of God is what we need to do and uphold the laws of our Constitution, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died ratifying with their blood to give us the freedoms that we have both in the natural and in the spiritual. 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto Him who died for us. That happens in the natural as well, friends. What's wrong with America? My goodness. They're emulating Mao Zedong. They're going to a new generation. They're teaching them what they are not. Every president up until, or back until, friends, Ronald Reagan continuously inundated the up-and-coming generations with the fact that we are a democracy, which we are not. We are not ruled by opinion. We are an empire of law, said John Adams. We are ruled by God, called the Mosaic Institution. And if you don't believe me, look at the Bible that your representatives put their hands on before they uphold their oath, friends, as they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Read your state preambles, which all start out acknowledging God Almighty, the God of the Mosaic Institution. I can go on and on. Look at the Christian crosses at Arlington Cemetery over the heads of the fallen. Friends, we are a Christian nation. And we are ruled by His law, not by anybody's opinion, regardless of what they may say. But we're seeing this across the boards today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Those two pages interact with one another. If you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just laying out for you, friends, I'm going to play some audio here in just a couple moments, as to what's going on in your country. You're being infiltrated. You're being overrun incrementally, which is the perfect judgments of God. To those that will not keep His statutes, His judgments to keep and do them, to those that will not take heed to the God of Israel and enforce his commandments, his laws against crime. This is the fallout, friends. If you're waiting to see what it looks like, this is what it looks like. He said he would turn that nation into hell, and that's exactly what's happening in this country. And quite frankly, friends, I'm tired of it. That's why I'm on the radio, doing what I can do, doing all that I can do, and leaving the results up to God, because I understand, like any other Christian patriarch, friends, that when your backs are up against the wall, just stand back and watch to see the manifestation of the Most High God, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, because we understand the history of mankind in a positive way, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and be willing to fight the good fight of faith. What we have been talking about, friends, is how we have in the state of Minnesota an individual, a Somalian American legislator, who was just sworn in. It was a staged event, just like my prayer was, friends. During the first segment, I highlighted the transcript of my prayer. And keep in mind, Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments behind the seats, friends, of the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota, awaiting God's divine law. George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, talking about our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, found in the Declaration of Independence. These were the things that I was making reference to in my prayer when I was speaking to the representatives. Well, Bradley, how did you get there? We did a program here in the state of Minnesota. I did, I have it available on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store. It was called My War. And it's a 7-hour documentary of what we did in public schools, when we got kicked out, when we took it back. We won a precedent. We set a judgment, folks. We didn't run. We went right back and we dealt with it until we set a lawful precedent. But we show you what took place in schools. I mean, from A to Z, friends, it's all there. Well, he came to one of these premieres at a movie theater here in the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, we aired on TV locally for 7 weeks on Channel 23. You want to talk about watching it hit the fan? You want to talk about real warfare? Ephesians 6, friends, here it was. As well, Dove Television aired it live on national television for, I believe, for 40-some weeks. They thought it was that important to show the parents what's going on in public schools. But when we did this premiere, one of the representatives was there and asked me if I would give an opening prayer at the state capitol. And I said, sure I would, without hesitation. Well, what happened is they kept kicking the date down the road, and we were trying to figure out, why do they keep switching the dates? Well, we found out that the day that I gave the prayer, what they did is it was they hooked it up with the same exact date that they were actually attempting to pass the bill that would allow men and women to get married, which has never been in the history of mankind. Well, someone set the date for me to be there that day. Many people believe that this was staged from A to Z once again. Literally, friends, literally. I just shared with you the transcript during the first segment. Now what I want to do is I want to come back and I want to show you, concerning the contents of my prayer and the transcript, I want to show you how Kurt Zellers responded. He was the Speaker of the House. And I also want to show you how Rep. Terry Morrow responded to my prayer. And then I want to show you what was on the heels of what they did some time back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, keep in mind, transcript of my prayer was noticing Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law behind the Supreme Court, justices, George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, then likening it over to an individual who buys a company. They made a deal. The people that bought the company from the owner that was supposed to continuously proceed forward in running the company for a couple more years was fired. They wanted to do it their own way, and I was likening that unto them in that chambers, and I said, and it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world, and might I remind everyone here that we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives, because we know that the problem didn't come or start in 1776. So they knew exactly that I was pointing my finger at them, that they are the ones responsible for selling out the covenant and the oath that they themselves swore to uphold, okay? And I ended my prayer in Jesus' name. I just wanted you to know that, okay? I wasn't there to take off my hat. As a matter of fact, I was there to give a prayer, and I don't care if they liked it or not. The fact of the matter is they swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the same Bible that I was reading from and the same quotes concerning our Christian heritage that were up on the walls of that Capitol. Now, I want you to listen carefully to a representative named Terry Morrow who responded to my prayer. It's a little lengthy, folks. I'm not going to let it go too long, but I want you to listen carefully as to the spirit of what he was doing and how he was countering everything that I said, which he swore to uphold. Listen carefully. Oh, I'm sorry. Kurt Zellers is first. We're going with Kurt Zellers. Do forgive me. This is the Speaker of the House. Zellers apologizes and denounces. Now, keep in mind, the setting was is right before I gave the prayer. He shakes my hand. He was introduced as the guy that gets things done around here. Okay? Listen to what he said on TV in the state of Minnesota after I got done giving that prayer.
It was a prayer given by a man who I personally denounce. The decorum and the dignity of this body is my responsibility. Did not live up to that responsibility today. For that, I apologize to each and every one of you. This is the people's house. Each member who comes before this body deserves the respect, the dignity of all of us. Representative Morrow, I thank you for your words, your sentiments, and I agree. Members, I can only ask for your forgiveness, but you will have my commitment. That type of person will never, ever be allowed on this House floor again, as long as I have the honor of serving as your Speaker. You have my commitment. You have my sincere apology. I thank you for the point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
It was all staged. Now, here's what you need to understand, friends. This dummy, Kurt Zellers, he had no idea that on a national basis, I'm one of the Tea Party favorites, okay? Matter of fact, in many states, I am the favorite, okay? And that's not to my accolade or my own praise. I'm just telling you that which has been shared, and when you go to these meetings, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But what he didn't realize is what he was doing on that floor at the state capitol in Minnesota was denouncing my reference to Moses, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, high praise to those that fought, bled, and died to give us everything that we've got, ending my prayer in Jesus' name. That's what he was denouncing throughout the entirety of his little staged antics here, which completely backfired him on him every literal step of the way, friends. You should see the comments, okay? And I'm not here to justify my prayer. That's the Lord's business, not mine. Now I want to go over to Terry Morrow, his buddy that he was siding with, who just happened to be on the other side of the aisle. Now keep in mind, the same day that I was there giving that prayer, someone had actually set the date for me to be there the same day that they were trying to pass homosexual marriage at the state capitol, which again has never been in the history of mankind. Listen to Terry Morrow. Listen carefully.
Member from Nicollet, Representative Morrow.
Rep. Terry Morrow.
Mr. Speaker, I'm trying to take time to be deliberate and yet to express a deep level of concern of what occurred in this chamber this morning.
Keep in mind what they're denouncing, friends.
Mr. Speaker, I will start by acknowledging that you did restart and that you did invite the House Chaplain to speak. And I take that as an acknowledgement that there is legitimate cause for deep concern among the members, among the staff, and among the people of Minnesota. Mr. Speaker, I've always thought of the House prayer as an opportunity for us to contemplate together, to come together before the heat and battle of what can sometimes be partisan politics. It was an expectation. It was a hope that I felt was fulfilled every day I came into this chamber until today. Within the last hour, this hope has been crushed by a single person's words.
All staged.
Mr. Speaker, I do trust and I do hope that every member of this chamber understands the gravity, the severity of the offense that has been given to many people within this chamber and out. It has been my understanding that part of the justification, part of the explanation for starting our sessions with a prayer was that those prayers would never exclude, never marginalize a Minnesotan.
Exclude.
On the basis of their faith, on the basis of their belief, on the basis of who they are. And those expectations have been crushed today. I know that others will join me now or in the near future to express their deep concerns, reservations, comments, and suggestions about how we repair the fabric that has been torn today.
He's a sick brother, man, I'm telling you.
Mr. Speaker, I do have a hope. I have a hope that the members of this chamber will join me, that we will be able to unite in a commitment and an understanding that all Minnesotans, regardless of their faith, regardless of their beliefs, regardless of their lifestyle, are indeed Minnesotans and deserve this chamber's respect and this chamber's commitments. Mr. Speaker, I could yell. Mr. Speaker, I could bang the table in anger right now, but I don't think that would be fruitful. Some of you who are standing near me can see I'm shaking right now because I'm mad. I thank you for restarting. I thank you for listening. I thank you all as we move forward and renew a commitment that this cannot happen again.
Okay, so you got the gist of it, friends, and that is the gist of it. If you'd like to go online and check out the videos, you can. Keep in mind what they are denouncing, friends. They are denouncing the prayer. They are denouncing Christ. By the way, right after I got done giving this prayer at the state capitol in Minnesota, it was interesting to note that we had an individual, a priest, come up to us and say, you can't be dropping the J-bomb in these chambers. Now, the fact of the matter is I was there dropping the J-bomb because you haven't for 60 years. We're doing what you've left undone. That's why we're in trouble. And we can see it through our representatives, or if that's what you want to call them. People that are sold out to special interest groups that will have nothing to do with being ruled by God in any sense of the word. Yet that's their whole purpose as representatives, is to uphold the constitutional law, the enumerated laws found within. Not their opinions, not to a whole handful of people that are decrying their rights, which God did not give them. Folks, but that's who they're working for. This was staged from the very beginning to the very end. What I did not tell you is before I left, 10 minutes, folks, before I left the grounds of the state capitol after I gave that prayer, over 2,000 outlets had reported as to what just took place at the state capitol. How did they know? How did they know what was going on, friends? Was it that quick? 2,000 outlets reported on my prayer. And you know what, friends? What was reported on at the end of the day was a whole lot of people going to the video to see what the representatives were afraid to stand for. People were saying, what did he say that was so offensive? What did he say wrong? People were saying, I was hoping for a couple things to come out as to understand why these individuals that we call representatives were so irate about your prayer. No, what it did is it exposed them for who they really were and who they really are. Now, what I'm going to do on the other side, friends, is I'm going to play a prayer concerning an individual that prayed in the exact same spot today. And again, friends, I want to say this. Let's go back and remember how many times I told you as to what this was really about. Here's the good news. Do you realize that every individual that came against me that day, every single one of them have been removed? Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brewer with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about the prayer that I gave at the state capitol, and I'm bringing this about line upon line, precept upon precept, and I have to finish this next piece so I can bring it together, a culmination, friends, to make perfect sense out of this entire show. In saying this, I also want to let you know, for those that have been listening, that you do need to understand who you are supporting. If you are supporting the ministry, listen, we need the support to expand ourselves in a greater degree. That's up to the Lord. And if He lays it to your heart, we totally appreciate it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can give online or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can give online. We need your support. But I want to tell you that to tell you this. After the prayer was given and people seen the fire that followed, I want you to know that it was the professed church in Minnesota that had actually called me. I had one guy from Minnesota Family Council call me up and say, we need to distance ourselves from you. And I said to this individual on the phone, can I ask you what you're talking about? This is the problem in this country, is guys, you capitulating, effeminate, you call yourselves godly men, and it's the furthest thing from the truth. Instead of taking a stand, you continuously push, allow these people to push the line back until there's nothing left. And you want to call that Jesus Christ? You've got another thing coming, brother. I said, you distance yourself all day long. You've been a part of the problem for the last 60 years in this country, and you remain to be a part of the problem. But you have no problem taking support from people, going around about trying to talk about how big and bad you are, but yet you fail to address the issues by showing the world your faith by your works. We even had another church actually distance itself from us, the Catholic Church. But see, what they don't understand, friends, like I do understand, and by the way, many people in my ministry didn't understand. They can act as if they have a mental understanding of it, but there's a difference when you're the one in it. You know, nobody's going to understand the fire except the person that is actually going through the fire. And we know how that comes about by the Holy Ghost. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. If I had the opportunity to do it tomorrow, I'd do it all over again. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God. It's God's power for salvation to everyone who believes. And I believe, by the grace of God, I believe, first to the Jew and also to the Greek. There are many people that have a profession of their Christian faith, but they will not stand for it. I had a guy tell me, my attorney, as a matter of fact, that was talking to me earlier and said, Bradley, you know what? There were 7,000 that didn't bow the knee, but there was one Elijah that was on Mount Carmel. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to answer to my Father in heaven as being one that were hiding out in the cave that didn't bow the knee. Though I appreciate them, it's time they all come out of the cave and stand on the hill together, because that's how we're going to win the day. Though God doesn't use many to glorify himself, he always uses just the exact opposite. The fact of the matter is, friends, it's time for the church to take a stand and quit hiding out. Because I don't see in Scripture where the church hides in any sense of the word. We're called to be the light of the world, a city set on the hill. You take that candle and you don't put it under a bushel. You put it on top so everybody that comes in can see the light. Now, because what took place in the state of Minnesota, because of the homosexuals that at the end of the day finally got their way, or so they thought, and I've warned them too, America, and you can listen carefully, I told you on the heels of the homosexuals is none other than, guess who? Your sworn enemies, the Muslims. I'm going to play some audio here for you, and I want you to listen carefully, because in the Star and Tribune, Communist News here in the state of Minnesota, they are actually celebrating with a picture of three smiling Muslims, right, on the cover of their website. And it says, Ihan Omar begins term as first Somali American legislator. Take this and remember everything you just heard for the first three segments, and you tell me how this works. Listen carefully.
It's a time of happiness. It's a time of joy. And it's a time of achievement.
This is at the state capitol.
It's a time to start a bright new future with our beloved sister, Ilhan Omar. With Ilhan Omar, united we stand. Thank you.
This is a great day for all Minnesotans and all of the voices that choose hope over fear.
I-L-H-A-M. And the literal meaning of the word Ilham is inspiration. She will be inspired.
Inspiration. Listen carefully. This is the same place I gave the prayer. In Jesus' name.
And it's up to us to continue on the promises that we made to the people. She will take the lead. I will support her all the way along so that we can get our Minnesota first.
حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
It's the exact same place I gave the prayer.
Affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
They were celebrating.
You will faithfully discharge the duties of the office to which you have been just elected to the best of your ability, so help you God.
I did.
Congratulations. Welcome to the...
Now listen carefully.
Be careful to serve the needs of all the creation of Allah.
Allah.
Guidance through prayer before making decisions. Remember, you will certainly return to Allah.
Allah.
Imam Asad Zaman, Muslim American Society, Rabiul Akhir, 1438, December 2006. But then today you sign here, and if you would write your signature, your name, and this, and the date.
This is what happened in the state of Minnesota. There was no upheaval. There was no uproar. And it shows you that your representatives are bought and paid for. It also shows you that the Spirit of God will not be straitened. In other words, the Holy Ghost will have his way. And through the prophetic, those that are willing to tell you what should be said according to Scripture and what we see in the present, because the Word of God applies to everything that's going on in the present today to a T. Friends, I want you to keep in mind, I told you at the end of the homosexuals was none other than the Muslims. And guess who they're implementing? Guess who they're establishing now through a celebration? By the way, those voices that you heard in the background, that was the same exact place. It was the podium where the imam was rattling off his demonic doctrine. And they were swearing her in, and he kept talking about to Allah, to Allah, to Allah. Again, there's no upheaval. It was the name of Jesus, which shows you he's alive forevermore. But going back to those that were in the same place at the same podium and the same rotunda that I was that day, it was my own people that swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, to the God of the Mosaic Institution, which was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, that would not do it. Now we're seeing about 100 Muslims in the same exact position, and a Muslim being sworn in by an imam on the same podium that I gave the prayer in Jesus' name. Does that mean that Jesus is defeated? Absolutely not. It means a people are giving way to its sworn enemies. There is no consequence, folks, for them to do what they just did. You want to talk about the law again? It is illegal. They were swearing to Allah. Not to the same God that me and you swear allegiance to, friends. And what's happening is your representatives, these Judases, are selling you down the river as they're giving way to these sort of people, friends, that are paying the dime, special interest groups that are at the end of the day destroying your country. Now, what does this all come to? It always comes back to the same exact thing. America, your sin is finding you out. Your sin is finding you out. How many times did the Lord say, take heed to yourself? People won't take heed to themselves, and because you won't do that, this is the fruit of this. Since you don't want to take responsibility and you want to leave it up to somebody else, guess what? Your foreign enemies within are now beginning to take the positions that you wish they had not. You are giving and you are being given over, friends. You're being infiltrated and you are being given over and you are getting run over by those that have no constitutional lawful order in any sense of the word to be there in the first place. But if you won't obey the law, why would you expect them to do so? And therein lies the problem right there. I can't blame anybody else. Am I mad about it? It's disheartening. But the bottom line is I only can do what I can do. I can do no more. And I want to tell you what, I am being spent on every front, as is my family. Now, going back to the conversation that I had with my attorney today, I want to tell you what I told my attorney today. I said, you know what the problem in this country is, my friend? You have too many of the people that call themselves the good people in this country that complain about the left. Now, I know some of you are saying, I already know what you're going to say. Well, if you know what I'm going to say, then you're corrected. You've already heard the point that I'm going to make. If the good people in this country would do the right thing, we wouldn't have the problem of dealing with a group of people that have no constitutional authority in this country whatsoever, or law breakers in any sense of the word. 1 John 3:18.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.